Well, good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to A Progressive Life. And I will be joined here momentarily by Dr. Feynman. Dr. Feynman, are you there?
Yes, and happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. I knew you were going to say that as soon as you came
A year ago tomorrow, actually. It was, you know, it's a different day.
Yep.
But it was October 23rd. Yep. I mean, September 23rd, I mean. So it's a year now. So we've been on 53 times.
Wow. 53 times. That's kind of, well, it's a record for me. I don't know about you. You've been on this station.
Well, I've been on your station, I think, close to 250 times now.
Wow.
Certainly over 200, that's for sure.
Yeah. Did you, you called in a little later than usual. I was assuming that you didn't tune in to our show earlier.
Oh, I heard it. I was having a little lunch, so got on at 12:11 instead of 12:08 or so, yeah.
Tell me, what do you think of the term woke?
It's bull feathers.
I think it is, too.
It's a conservative Republican term. It's, you know, the idea that people should care about other people is somehow seen as something to be condemned by these people who talk about woke culture.
Yeah,
and it's the Republicans and the conservatives who created all the yelling and screaming and nastiness, starting with Pat Buchanan in 1992 and Rush Limbaugh in the 1990s and Newt Gingrich and continuing on. And, of course, Donald Trump is the ultimate. So it is a fact that Republicans always play nasty, no matter what was said on the show. And it is not as if the Democrats are acting nasty. They only started to act nasty, if you want to call it that, with Hillary Clinton in 2016, and she was right. Because she said, you elect him and abortion rights will be taken away, and look what's happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And as far as Kavanaugh and Thomas, I'm not going to use the word I know that Scott doesn't want to hear, but they have problems with women going way back, and they still got confirmed. The people the Democrats pick to the court don't have those kind of morality issues.
Well, you know, there are good and bad on both sides of the aisle, and I think we ought to let bygones be bygones, and let's move forward and be good to each other. But it doesn't seem like that's going to be happening.
Well, the problem is these two members of the court, of course, with their record on women, have affected now the abortion rights in Texas by going along with that. So it is not a minor matter. It's a big issue.
Yeah. It is to some people. Some people, it's they don't care.
Well, a lot of people don't care, but the point is women have rights to their own body. I've always said I'm not pro-abortion, I'm pro-choice. There's a difference.
I kind of corrected Scott on that earlier, where he was implying that that somebody was pro-life and I was not, or somebody was not, and it's
but when
not
you consider,
pro-life.
Women have had abortions through coat hangers, as they say.
Yeah.
They couldn't get it, and that led to their deaths in many cases.
Yeah.
And where we've had women who have died because of having a birth that they couldn't, they couldn't health-wise tolerate. It is not the business of men or some of these crazy women, which is what I call them, that think that they're going to control other women. I'm sorry, that is not the case. And I think this will eventually be turned around, hopefully, although I don't know what the Supreme Court will do, but the Supreme Court is a major problem because it is so ideological now, and it's supposed to be mainstream, and it's not.
Well, one of the things, my daughter-in-law is Mennonite, and she has been criticized, and Mennonite, they're all over the spectrum, Mennonites are, just like Methodists are. I mean, there are very conservative ones and very liberal ones, so
it's all political religion anyway.
Yeah.
That's why you're being an atheist. I'm not an atheist, but I don't see anybody should have a right to condemn you for being one.
Yeah, but the thing that happened with my daughter-in-law, she is 4'11", tiny.
Is this the person in California?
No, this is
locally.
Worthington, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She's 4'11". She got pregnant with my grandsons. She had 4, maybe 5 embryo that had been fertilized, and so therefore she was carrying 5 children.
What? And when was this? What year was this?
Oh, let's see. My grandsons are 12 years old, so 12 years ago.
So how many grandsons? 2?
Yeah. And so,
but she would have been quintuplets?
Yeah.
Oh, and my God.
Well, her doctor told her and my son, you will not make it through that birth.
Well, it's very rare. It's extremely unusual.
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally. But yes, yeah.
They elected to have two, maybe three of the...
makes sense.
Whatever you want to call them, removed.
Fetuses, yeah.
Growths. And to have them removed so she could live through
this
type of birth.
And somebody, some people criticized her for that?
She got sorely criticized. Told she was going to hell because she did that.
Who said this? At church or where?
No, amongst their friends, I guess you would call it.
Amongst their friends?
Yeah. And so,
male or female friends?
I don't remember who it was exactly. I'd have to go back and ask my daughter.
But they wanted her to gamble on her life?
I think it was a woman that really...
So they want every wife to be born, but the mother can die, huh?
Yeah, to heck with the mother.
That's sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to say quite frankly, these people are mental cases. They really are.
Well, I think there are a lot of people that claim to be pro-life that really are pro-fetus. They're not pro-life. Because pro-life would mean they care about what that fetus is going to grow into, I would think.
The quality of life when you're born, yep. When in many cases you have single mothers and children they can't afford, well, we're not going to give you much help. We don't believe in welfare, etc. So it's such hypocrisy, yes. Actually, some of the people who are pro-life have had abortions or had their wives or girlfriends have abortions, including probably Donald Trump, the indications are, in the past. So it's so hypocritical. It's so... Don't tell me about wokeness as far as liberals. It's the conservatives that are the ones that have poisoned the atmosphere since the times of Gingrich and Rush Limbaugh and also Pat Buchanan onward.
And I'm not concerned. I really don't believe it's just conservatives. I believe it's just certain people. I have a lot of my friends that are... I am fiscally conservative. I'm concerned about how much money we're spending, but...
I want to make a comment on that after you get done.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I really think that there are certain types of people that lead the current conservative movement
there is no conservative movement. It's corrupted by Donald Trump, and only people like Gonzalez are different. And Cheney, Liz Cheney, and Kinsey, and people like that. They're the courageous ones. But most conservatives, although some opinion columnists like George Will have also been on the right, on the correct side.
Yeah.
Basically, I'd say people say they're conservatives. They're not conservatives. They're fascists. Many of them, because they back Trump.
Look at how many people now are talking that are on MSNBC were former Republicans.
Yes.
It's kind of...
And this one guy, I forgot his name, who now works for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. He's Asian. He's an Asian American.
I can't remember his name.
You know who I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah.
And he was always working for the Republicans, but there's a lot of them, that way. So they are the good people. And look, I don't have to agree with conservatives, but the conservatives who are rational and not corrupt, okay, you need a good opposition party.
Yeah, and let's talk about it.
You don't want people that are more fascist-oriented as all these people, including people who are really outrageous, like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, who certainly spew hatred every single day, and that's not true of most Democrats. I'm not saying all. So don't tell me the parties are the same or the liberals are far worse than conservatives. They're not, as a group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to mention the thing about fiscal conservancy.
Go ahead.
The big thing about $3.5 trillion for this infrastructure, everybody's going nuts over it. It's over 10 years, one time. So $350 billion a year. Meanwhile, we spend $700 billion on defense every year. A lot of it is waste, and it's just to make people's profits in these defense corporations. And that means if you kept that $700 billion for 10 years, that's $7 trillion. But nobody talks about it. They talk about this year. So the fact is, $3.5 trillion is not all spent at once. It's over 10 years.
Yeah.
Which means it's really not such a big deal. And you have people like Manchin who are in the energy companies' control, the oil and coal, more coal in his case.
Yeah.
They're trying to stop it all, but we need that kind of reform. But again, it's over 10 years, $3.5 trillion, not all at once.
Do you think pressure has been... Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, of course, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I had a moment there where I hit the button and I thought it turned us off. Do you think that Manchin will come about just because of how serious it has gotten recently?
Him and Sinema, another one.
Yeah.
Some people think Sinema is more of a problem.
Seems like it.
She's in Arizona.
She's not as thoughtful about it as Manchin at least tries to understand. And
I hope so. But actually, and maybe I'm crazy, If only one abandons, I still have a bit of hope that one Republican senator will cross the aisle, as she has done in the past, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who's very independent-oriented, got elected when she was already in office, when a Republican won the nomination in 2010, and of course a Democrat ran, she won, and now she's being targeted by Trump, but I think no matter what happens, she will keep her seat. She's been there 20 years. I just wrote an article on History News Network about father-sons in the Senate. But one of the people was not father-son. The only case, father-daughter. Her father was a senator for like 20 years. Now she's been a senator, and she does cross the aisle. She voted to impeach Trump, and she has, you know, done things that, you know, that, you know, that Republicans don't like. And if she was to cross the aisle, you know, it could work even if Manchin or Sinema, one or the other, not both, you know, abandoned the Democratic caucus. And I think she might.
Well, now you mentioned Gonzalez, who is an Ohio.
He's also a former football player, and he's been threatened now.
Yeah.
So in 36, 37, he's a conservative. I don't agree with being a conservative, but I respect and honor him, and that's the kind of people who are the future of the Republican Party, if it even keeps that name. But Will, you know, looks like he's not going to run, so
nope.
At 36, 37, he's giving up his, of course, he can do other things, and not like he's going to be on the street, but the point is he's giving up his political career, and that is tragic. And then for Trump to say one down, nine to go, trying to get rid of Cheney and Kinzinger and all the others. And I'm just hopeful that the others will stick it out and they will win.
What do you think the normal, and I'm saying normal, I'm not sure that there is such a thing, but the normal Republican thinks of the former president now?
I think most of them are afraid of him. I think that's the problem, is they just mouth support of him.
So you think they're afraid.
Their future's tied to him, but I think hopefully the Democrats will be able to keep control. It's going to be hard of the Senate and the House because, you know, historically, midterm elections, you know, the party in the White House loses seats. They can't lose seats in the Senate, and they can't lose more than, I think, three or four seats in the House. I'm just praying, because the country is going to go down the drain if we have the Trump Republicans take over. And McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, should be investigated, because he knows, and we've heard more now about the 2016 election, he knows that Trump was involved with the Russians on that. And he even said it in 2016, and, you know, at that point, and Paul Ryan said, shh, we know about that, you know, when he was then the Speaker. So McCarthy, I think, is crooked himself and needs to be, and hopefully he might be called to testify in the January 6th committee, and I'd like to see if he tries to avoid it.
Well, they're trying to make it tougher to do what Trump and his buddies did with the subpoenas. They're trying to put some teeth in subpoenas right now.
Yes, and they should be required to testify under oath.
Yeah.
All those people, including Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
Not a question of picking on Jim Jordan. He is a confrontational guy, like many of these others, and so he's asked for it. Don't make him look like he's an innocent victim. He's not.
Apparently, the incident where the doctor that's being investigated for sexual abuse to the wrestlers that Jim Jordan was the assistant coach over, apparently that's gotten back up, and people are starting to look at that again. But
Also, there's indications that Jordan was showing people the Capitol building on the 4th and the 5th of January.
Yeah, there were like six or seven of the Republican...
Besides the Ohio State issue, that's a separate one. Even what happened with the Capitol is an issue. I think the man who has never done anything positive, that all the time he's there, he's just a nasty SOB, and that's what he is. He's in the image of a Cruz or a Rand Paul or people like that. He needs to be held accountable.
I used to think that Cruz was bad, but Rand Paul was not quite as bad. I've flipped my mind on that. I really think Rand Paul is far worse than Cruz.
Well, I think they're both should be put on a ship that sinks. How's that?
Don't like them.
The Titanic, let's say.
All right.
No, but I think Rand Paul, actually, he's worse than his father. His father ran for president as a libertarian in 1988 and was an anti-Semite at that point. People don't seem to realize.
I didn't know that.
Libertarians don't get many votes, but Rand, I've had students who thought Ron Poe and Rand Poe were great, and of course they could have their view, but I said, you really got to study what libertarianism is and realize these people are not what they seem to be, you know. But no, I can't stand either of them, and Rand Poe's coming up for election, of course, so hopefully he can be overcome, although Mitch McConnell won re-election, but hopefully Kentucky can get someone who really cares about Kentucky.
I'm not quite sure where I think Mitch McConnell really stands. I think he stands whichever direction the wind's coming from.
Well, but he had, what's his name? I can't think of a name now. The most recent appointment. Why can't I think of the name? You know,
Tony Barrett?
Tony Barrett, where she gave a speech with him sitting there saying, the Supreme Court is not political.
Yeah, that was...
And then Clarence Thomas, after not speaking for years, at least publicly, that we see, suddenly makes the same statement. I think they do indeed protest too much because they're very political. Those two plus Kavanaugh, really, well, I'm not going to say because I know the word I shouldn't use. I laughed when I heard that Scott said about he hates a certain word. I'm not going to say it, but I think they should really be removed from the court, ideally, because they're not really judges. They're politicians, even though they claim they're not.
Well, the fact that one of them was appointed...
No, I avoided the word.
Well, the fact that one of them was appointed after a one-year wait that was forced upon the American people...
Well, actually, the one who was appointed after 1 year wait was Gorsuch, who I have fewer issues with.
Yeah, I guess that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, although one is respect, has nothing to do with him, but his mother was indeed the EPA head under Reagan, who was forced out because of scandal and corruption. That's not his fault, but his mother was very very controversial, and Gorsuch birthed in the early 80s, his mother, when he was, of course, much younger. But I do think that probably her right-wing philosophy had an effect on him, but he's also voted on a case where, I don't know what it really means, that the eastern part of Oklahoma is considered Native American territory now, a 6-3 vote, including Roberts and him, and I was surprised. So Gorsuch, I think, is less of an issue than the others I've mentioned.
I'm hoping that their position will stand over and moderate them to where they have at least some pride in past Supreme Courts and stuff like that.
Yes,
I hope.
Because really, the Mississippi case is going to be decided in December, and they could actually completely overrule Roe v. Wade. When precedent is respected in the court, you don't review... And display the idea that somehow you just completely reverse something that's been law for 50 years or more. It's not right. Unless it's going to make the country better. So, like, for instance, saying segregation in public places was constitutional was overruled 58 years later by Brown v. Board of Education, but that was making for progress, not regress.
Yeah.
So it's a big difference. Very rarely does a court, upend a Supreme Court case that's been upheld over and over and over now 50-something years.
I think that would be really anti-productive.
And that will promote the idea, if they could get it done, to have more appointments to the Supreme Court. But I don't know if that's going to happen. But I actually think there's a good argument, and we should make it that court justices cannot serve more than 18 years.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so of course the ones on, you can't do that too, but the future, yes.
Yeah.
We need Supreme Court reform. They're out of control.
All right, let's get to my little questions that I put in my ad. What did you think of Biden's speech to the UN?
I thought he was really good. I wrote about it last night. I thought he was really good. And, the thing is, he looks good. He seems perfectly, stable. And then we still have these right-wingers going after him saying, oh, he's got dementia. The one who has dementia and is nuts is Trump. But they won't say that. So I think he was fine. What did you think?
I thought it was good. I thought it was a little less aggressive than I'd hoped it was going to be. But I thought it was good.
Well, I think the reason why he was a little less than aggressive is because of the issue with France. Oh, my God. That we had the French recall our ambassador and the ambassador of Australia to France. I was stunned by that, about that whole thing with the nuclear submarines issue.
Yeah.
And I think, and now we're supposed to have a conference with him right now, I think maybe this hour or sometime today with the French president. But I think the French president understandably is upset about how it affects their economy.
Sure.
This, I am, understand that. And also, he's got an election coming up in April.
Yeah, he'd have to be upset for his...
They actually have a close ally recall, that they, of course they'll go back, but recall our ambassador? That is mind-blowing. And I was really surprised by that. So I think he's trying to be, to show, you know, that he's not, I'm talking about Joe Biden, that he's not extreme or he's anything like Trump. I think he's trying to, but I think they were very happy to see him at the UN compared to Trump.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me like he's saying, I'm not in anybody's pocket. He's not necessarily in France's pocket or Australia's pocket or big money's pocket or little money's pocket.
Yes.
He seems to be quite independent and able to make decisions that he knows he's going to get yelled at for. Or
that happens with every president. It's 8 months he's in office now, you know. On the 20th, 2 days ago, it was 8 months in office.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where time flies, doesn't it?
Yes, and we're getting younger.
we must be.
Well, at least I am. I don't know if I told you, I may have said it last week, so if I do, I apologize. My students in my presidency class, they've only known me a few weeks, but a couple of them came up after class a couple of weeks, the last week or so, whatever it was, and there happened to be two male students, and they said, Dr. Feynman, you know, we thought this course would be interesting, but he said, it's even more than that. And I said, what do you mean? He says, do you realize you're personable? I said, what? Well, thank you.
Have him call either Scott, myself, or Adam. We'll tell him. We'll straighten him out.
I just thought it was nice. Because it all ends up towards this is year 50. I don't recall anybody using that word. They might say I've enjoyed the course. Thanks a lot. But to actually make a statement about
you're
that personable, that's a really good word.
That's a highfalutin word. That's almost a woke word.
Screw woke.
I agree. All right.
I hate that word because it's made up by conservatives, you know. Like, it's bad to have compassion for others.
Yeah.
Well, I have compassion. So if that's the case, then I'm woke and I'm proud of it.
Well, woke to me implies that you actually are thinking through something.
Yes.
And that's what we need more than anything is people to think. And we are not getting a surfeit of thoughtfulness, especially in the Republican Party right now.
And Tucker Carlson is a total outrage. I'll use that word.
Thank you.
That's the other word, because he's lying all the time, and he's actually helping to cause more people's deaths, because people listen and follow him.
Yeah, that's a shame. Well, what you don't know, by the way, is Scott has put a destroy button here, if you ever say that word again. So
the other word, the D word, huh?
Yeah, right.
All right. So I said outrage. Yeah. That's an O.
Okay, let's continue on some of these things that are really kind of boiling to the surface, and one of them is looking at pictures of thousands of people under a bridge in Texas who, first of all, how did they get there from Haiti?
Well, first of all, they didn't get there from Haiti. These were Haitians who apparently had left Haiti after the 2010 earthquake and had migrated to South America. Many of them were living in Chile and finding it difficult to make a living there, or maybe discrimination or whatever, because you got to remember, Chile is the most European type part of Latin America.
Isn't that where all the Nazis went?
Well, actually, more went to Argentina.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, maybe, but Chile has more of an Italian-German background, which is rare, not as much of Indian tribes, and not as much, I mean, Spanish, but, I mean, but it's just different. It's more white, I guess you'd say, not as much darker skinned as other parts. So they were there, so they migrated north. I've got to give them credit for migrating north all the way through South America to Central America, and they're crossing the Rio Grande now, and walking in the water, you know, it's unbelievable, and one person has, his wife is 9 months pregnant, oh my God.
That's
so
crazy.
I mean, it's really a tragic thing, and most of them are Haitians. There's some from other countries too, but they're not from Haiti. They actually have not been in Haiti, and they're being deported to Haiti, where they haven't lived in many
years. They haven't lived there in a long time.
It's a mixed feeling. I mean, we can't take all people in who just come to the border without certainly checking them out, but I don't know, it almost looks racist because they're black. You know, that's the thing, you know?
It does look that way. I hope it's not that, but
well, it's certainly not the intention of Joe Biden, but I'm sure Donald Trump is cheering it on.
Yeah, well.
But it is sad, and I don't know, we have a real problem, but all countries that are so-called first world countries in Europe and elsewhere are going to have constant migration of people from the so-called third world nations because of climate change and the opportunities for life. They want to live.
Yeah.
So it's a big problem in the future with the climate change crisis.
Well, it's also a big problem because there's only a certain amount of space that some of these countries can... Now, I think the United States has plenty of room to take them
in. Yeah, we can send them to North and South Dakota, make it legitimate to have two Dakotas.
Why don't... Well, we can...
I'm joking. Rural areas don't want people to look different than them. That's the problem.
But if we sent them all to Montana, maybe Montana wouldn't be so rural anymore.
Well, Montana is gigantic, fourth largest in land area, but very small in population, only about a million people.
The people don't...
Also very cold. They might not like that weather.
The people don't...
from Haiti.
The people don't vote in Montana. It's the land that votes.
Well, actually, Montana does have one senator.
They do.
Democrat,
That's right.
John Tester. He's sort of like moderate, but he goes along, unlike Manchin and Sinema. So he's not bad. They had Mike Mansfield, who was the Senate Majority Leader for years. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mike Mansfield. So Montana, I think I'd pick more on North and South Dakota, particularly South Dakota, with Kristi Noem, I call the updated Sarah Palin, who thinks she's going to run for president because she suggested to Trump that she would like to have indeed his space added to Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, great idea, And, she's trying to somehow overcome the Florida and Texas governors and say she's better at letting people die,
Yeah,
you know what I mean about the way they're handling the whole pandemic. Unbelievable.
Well, that's why I'm concerned that people who claim they're pro-life, they don't care about it's such a large percentage of the people that are dying right now are non-vaccinated, and it does seem to be a political statement. They're not going to get vaccinated because they're... grand leader has told him not to, even though not only did he get vaccinated, he also got all that Regeneron and all that other crap
the governor of Florida, his kids are at home, I think, are being tutored at home, not in a public school, but he wants to dictate to school boards a power that no governor should have, that they can't protect their own student populations.
If there's anything that should be locally controlled, it's school boards. I just can't imagine how anybody can justify having a state or a federal government tell the local school boards what they can and cannot do. Now, I can see boards of health giving them recommendations.
Yeah.
I can even see federal governments saying that a mandate on masks to save lives is important, but I don't know.
Yeah, the same issue comes up, interestingly, that our governor, DeSantis, deals with the school boards and dictates to them, although they're doing it anyway because the federal government will pay the school board members. But meanwhile, private establishments like the Broward Center for the Performing Arts, and others like the Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale are having concerts, and what are they requiring? If you're going to attend, you got to show a vaccination card.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you have to have a COVID-19 test that you show. You can't just walk in unvaccinated and be able to get a seat. So if you bought a ticket, you're not going to be able to go. And I say every single public place, including supermarkets, should mandate that, and therefore people will have to be vaccinated, not have the choice.
I don't know why they can't, and the only reason why they can't is political, because...
Nope.
Public health wise, that's the wise thing to do.
I've heard that in the restaurants where they, where they try to mandate that, and some people got into a fist fight, and punched the server or whatever, or the whatever. So I mean, it's ridiculous. They should all be prosecuted. The people who resist. This is a public health crisis more than this, more than the Civil War, the American Civil War, more than the Spanish flu epidemic, more than World Wars One and Two combined. I mean, what is you can't listen to people who have no scientific basis and just decide you're going to endanger everybody around you just because you don't want to have to, take a chance. Because many of these same people smoke pot, or they smoke cigarettes, or they drink too much, and that's all bad for your health, too, but they go ahead and do it, don't they?
Well, now, don't stop picking on my former habits.
I'm just trying to say, that people endanger themselves every day also having lots of salty food, but somehow they're afraid of the vaccination when they had them as kids in every other area, 8 or 9 different diseases.
Well, I quite frankly think that a lot of the reasons that people are going along with this anti-vax thing is they're just babies. They're crybabies. They're afraid of getting the shot. I know these big strong men aren't afraid of getting the shot.
You have a blood test. You get a needle in your arm. Blood test, right?
A lot of people hate having a blood test.
Okay, you don't have to like it, but that's, they also people don't like to go to the dentist and be drilled.
Oh, I don't go to the dentist.
Of course it's unpleasant. We have to deal with a little momentary pain for the better good and for your own better good.
Well, I agree with you, but I think that there are a lot of people that it's a rationalization not to do it once they've justified in their mind that it's against my rights.
Well, you don't have the right to infect other people.
No, you don't.
Absolutely. And the answer is don't use religious stuff. That's BS also. Religion is not a factor. God does not want you to die. And we have people who did not get vaccinated in the hospital. One person I saw in the news today, 26 years old, and died. And he was begging everybody, please get vaccinated. We've heard so many cases like that. He left children. He was in perfect health, but he got COVID somehow. He was unvaccinated. And people seem to think, it can't happen to me because I take care of myself and I know my body. You don't know your body. It's microscopic. You can't see it. You don't know what's going around you.
You might know your body, but I bet you aren't on first name basis with the virus.
Yes.
And the virus doesn't give a damn.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't give. But one thing, a lot of conservative talk show hosts, I think 5 of them have died who were against it.
More power to the virus, I guess.
You said it, not me. I was thinking it, though. Yes.
I don't wish people to die.
I'll tell you something. People just don't get the message. They don't use their common sense. It's really scary. Actually, it's very scary.
And it's so easy. My wife and I have both had the shot. Now, I guess I'm due for a booster shot.
I had a booster already after 6 months after my second one because I was going to go in front of students where some don't have masks. So about 2 out of every 3 do, but I wear the mask all the way up, and I've learned to be able to talk through it. It's not that bad.
Well, now I've got about a week more before I will have 6 months in, and I will be talking to my doctor here within the
Which
months.
Is it, Pfizer or Moderna?
Mine is Pfizer.
I've had 3 Modernas,
My wife is Moderna, so.
What's that?
My wife got Moderna shots, and I got
same location?
Yeah, we went to 2 different places.
You have to follow through, as far as I know, on the same vaccine that you've had, yes.
I think they're kind of questioning that now. I heard on the news yesterday, or on the Talking Heads, that there's a possibility that if you get the Moderna shot on top of the Pfizer, they believe it's stronger.
Well, Moderna supposedly is more effective in percentage. They both are. Yeah. Moderna, I think, was a little higher percentage than Pfizer, yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to get my booster if it's recommended by my doctor. So.
Yeah, of course. And don't fight your doctor. He's not God, but he knows a lot more than people who are not medical or scientific experts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is an interesting point that was brought up on the news recently. Alabama, birth rate in Alabama is lower than the death rate, and that's strictly because
Alabama has not been a very high number percentage-wise of people getting vaccinated.
Absolutely.
And they are always at the bottom of statistics on just about everything, along with Mississippi. Like the Mississippi governor was on arguing with Jake Tapper on CNN about why he's not doing anything about the high death rate there. You know, second worst in the world to Peru.
Yeah, wow.
He said last week. The man should be removed from office. He's a maniac. It's crazy. And Alabama is not much better. And, it's really sad that Alabama, it's a short-term thing. But right now, more people have died than have been born. Yep.
That's
because people choose to believe the Republican Party, the Trump Republican Party, and decide that they don't like government, although they certainly want to get their paychecks when they get Social Security or they get welfare. And a lot of those people, poor whites, actually get subsidized, but they don't want to do it, so they put their heads in the sand like an ostrich, and the ostrich is smarter.
Well, a lot better looking.
In some cases, yes. That's good.
Now, one of the things that bothers me about the Alabama birth rate being lower than the death rate is, does that mean that there aren't a lot of people having babies, or does because of the,
well, the birth rate has gone down in the United States in the last year and a half, from what I read somewhere. I'm not sure why. Usually, you would think, you know, like for instance, when we had the power loss in New York, the rates were in 1977.
Yeah, 9 months later, they had tons of babies. Yeah.
But I don't know what's going on, but I think a lot more people are probably deciding not to have children because of the uncertainty of the economy. You know, I don't know, but our birth rate and our population growth is the lowest since the 1930s, according to the census. So it's not just now; it's the last 10 years. You know, so and that's another reason we need immigrants to come in.
Absolutely.
Because we're not going to have enough of a workforce as the country ages.
Immigrants are the backbone and the strength of this nation, and as soon as we figure that out, the better
absolutely,
we're going to be.
And not just certain people from certain countries.
No.
Like when Trump says they should all come from Norway. No.
I don't mind Norwegians coming here.
No.
But I don't care if Asians come.
Well, like, they're very white and blonde. That's why he said that.
Yeah, I know.
Part of his racist background. And don't tell me he's not racist.
Well,
and now he's starting a lawsuit against his niece Mary and the New York Times. That's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I watched her on, might have been Rachel or Larry Lawrence, whatever his name is, last night.
Lawrence O'Donnell, yeah.
Yeah, and she...
she's not worried.
she used to be more, what would I say, political? She used to be more...
Now she uses the F word.
Yeah, now she's gone off the deep end. Go ahead, you sue me, I'm going to come after you.
He's not going to win anything. He's desperate. And he's also being further investigated about the business issues in New York. Yeah. He's going to be indicted, and he's going to end up in prison.
I think he'll be dead before he goes to prison.
I guess I could say nature can intervene and solve a lot of issues about 2024.
Well, I'm not sure he'll be dead by then, but I don't think he's going to go to jail by 2024. I don't think...
I think he should. I mean, because of all the crimes he's done, all the illegal things he's done, but we'll have to see. But his family also is in danger, his children, you know.
Well, they probably should be, don't you think?
They all should be, yes. But, of course, wealth helps. It makes it easier to hold off. Even if you get convicted, you can always appeal, and it drags things out. But I don't see how you can run for president if you've been indicted and you're on trial. I don't see how.
Now, the common man couldn't keep getting all these stays and keep going back to the courts and asking for new thoughts and stuff like that. You have to have a lot of money to keep that process going.
Yep, I think he's running out of money. This money doesn't have as much money as we think. So I think he's going to eventually pay the price, I think, in some way.
Well, I think he's at least got enough money to keep it going to at least 2030. I really do, I'm afraid.
Oh, I wonder. But meanwhile, what about his wife that she fell asleep on the night of the election?
And everybody tells me how
isn't that funny?
Everybody tells me how beautiful she is. Now,
no,
I don't know.
That's what's all been done by having surgery. She's not beautiful, and she's not a beautiful person.
Right.
Character and her personality. She's really, you know, I'm not going to say it, but it starts with a B and ends with an H.
Let's see if
terrible
I can figure
person
that out.
And she should never be first lady because, let's face it, she comes from a background that's not impressive at all compared to Dr. Jill Biden or even Laura Bush or Hillary Clinton or Michelle Obama. She is the lowest of the low in the first ladyship history.
I agree with you absolutely. Now, we do a thing here. I have one of my guests that comes on once a month. Fred Malone is with the Historical Society here in town. And they do a thing where they meet and greet the presidents. I'm not quite sure exactly who they have. Oh, I've got it right here. This year at their meet and dine with the presidents, they're going to have George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren Harding, and John Kennedy all there.
Oh, people who are address the person they think.
Yes, they will address the crowd. Now, they're also going to have James Madison, Grant, Arthur, Harrison, Roosevelt, Wilson, Harry Truman, and Eisenhower. But this year, for the first time, they're having Barbara Bush as one of the people. And now what they do is they sit...
That sounds fascinating.
Oh, it is.
On radio or what?
Well, no, they all sit around tables. They have dinners.
But they have people who are dressed and impersonate them.
Absolutely. And the
that sounds like great fun.
The
local
four,
idea?
Yeah. The four speakers that I mentioned first, they all get up and give a speech. They're going to give
God.
A speech along with Mary Ellen Withrow. She's going to talk to him, too. But they give a speech, and then those other presidents I told you and the first lady sit around the tables and converse with people. Now, he's asked me if I would be interested in doing a president, and I told him I was interested. I'm not sure I know enough about it, but these people do hours and hours of homework so
that
they can actually speak as if they were Theodore Roosevelt or Woodrow Wilson.
So they actually dress up to look like them, you know, as far as what they hair and they...
Yep. Period.
Not their
clothes.
Face, that's, they don't put on makeup to look like them, do they?
I'm guessing they do a little bit.
That sounds great. Is that ever available where, after the fact, I could see that?
I don't know. I'll ask...
I'd be fascinated to be able to watch it on
yes,
the internet.
I'll ask Fred next time I see him.
Yeah, if it's who I am and what I've published about, you know?
Yeah, I think it would be great fun to watch that.
But yeah.
I would like to go to this year's, however it's sold out for the VIP seating. I guess they still have a few of the general admission seating, but there are... I would like to see this year just because I would like to see Kennedy and Harding, two sides of a coin. I mean, one dearly loved... Well, I guess Harding was loved before the Teapot Dome scandal popped up.
Because we didn't know about it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
but
and Harding, yeah.
I would like to see those two. I don't know how you do George Washington.
That's pretty hard.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. But I'd like to see
information about that, though, seriously.
I will. I'll try.
And this is in Marion or in Columbus?
It's in Marion.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's put on by the...
Give me the link about the you know... All right,
I'll try and pass that along to you. Oh, I just noticed the clock on the wall says we have very few seconds.
Anyway, happy anniversary again, and we'll talk next week.
All right, let's do it. All right. Have a great day, Dr. Feynman. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Feynman. I'm sorry, I had to sneeze. Right, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble. You've been listening to A Progressive Life, and we're down to our last 15 seconds, so I'm going to say have yourself a good day. Be kind to everybody, not just to each other, but everybody, all right? Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
What you, who were listening today, to invest.